Blog Talk Radio.
You don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. Just one word from the Lord will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine and give peace of mind. Speak, Lord. Thy wisdom and thy understanding. Though we lack the very love you show in the sun, Lord, we've altered in thy ways and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord.
Revelations about being in the dark and how God is moving
at that very, very moment. God is moving in the dark. You know, the other night, I never felt so anointed. I just felt very powerful, and I began to move in music. I called it a bedtime song. And I have never felt that before. It was a feeling of music that I've never felt before. And I said, wow. I got up the next morning. I tried to play the same song. It didn't sound the same. But another thing I want to tell you. So that lets me know that God is very, very capable of moving in dark times. I always say it, and I know it to be true, because I've walked that walk before many times. When you're in total darkness, not understanding anything, not seeing God, apparently, God is right there. God is right there. He is right there, ready to rescue you from that darkness. He is right there, ready to deliver you out of it. Well, the same scripture for this program is for 1 Corinthians 13, 12. It is for now. We are looking in a mirror. It gives only a dim, blurred reflection of reality, as in a riddle or enigma. But then when perfection comes, come on, that's our deliverance right there. We shall. We're going to see it in reality and face to face. Thank God for face to face. God wants us to be face the face. The other part of the scripture says, now I know in part something I didn't know before. I may have made some mistakes when I didn't see clearly. I may have made some mistakes. I may not have had the understanding that I was supposed to have. And it may have come out wrong. It may have looked wrong. But then I shall know and understand fully and clearly. Everything's going to come clear. You're going to look and it's going to be very clear. The obstacles to the vision are going to be removed. And all of the impediments that come in between are removed. This is what God has promised us. And it says, now I know it part imperfectly, but then I shall know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I've been fully and clearly known and understood by God. And so God has made us a promise, and I'm telling you, he's telling us the truth here. We are going to see what we're supposed to see. When we're supposed to see it, it's going to be completely in time. But my motivational outreach, the theme of it is, no, even if you're in a dark place, God is working that very, very moment. You know, I've been talking about Hannah here in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and I now moved in chapter 2. It was so important that Hannah devoted herself. Well, after she's gone through all this provocation and vexation and enemies in her face, her husband, he loved her. That was the thing she had on her side. He loved her. And it appeared not to be any problems between them, but something came between them. It was this enemy that came between them. And it did not succeed. It did not overtake their relationship. But she made a promise. You know, God, he's our heart when we make a promise. You make a promise, God says, I want you to honor them. And Hannah says, look, God, I'm promising you this. I'm going to do this if you bless me. And then God promised her something. And then honor his word as well. And I think that's all God is expecting us to do, to promise and then fulfill as best we can. No one is perfect. But promising and then acting on our promises, fulfilling our promises, that is what God wants us to do. Here, he promised, if you give me a male child, I'm going to dedicate him to the Lord. I'm going to make sure that he serves the Lord. And not only that, she went the extra mile to prepare him to be lent to the Lord. I mean, submit it totally to the priesthood, like you see, like maybe a nun or a father. Totally committed his child to the priesthood, and who would later have a significant impact in the nation of Israel. Speak to kings, counsel kings, be a judge. He was going to be very significant in history. But his mother was significant because she had to follow those instructions, honor her promise, and give this child to the Lord when he was born. And she did that. And all along the way, like I said, we don't see perfectly all along the way of the journey before the blessing is. But when you see, then you know, then you obey. That's the pattern. Even here, Sarah, you know, she had some problems with Eli, the priest, before she went into the temple. But Eli was the vehicle by which she was blessed with the child. And I looked this up before we came on the air. In 1 Samuel 1, I mean, he called her drunk. He thought she was drunk because she moved her lips. She did not say much. And he called her drunk. Okay, she took a little offense to that, and she explained it. And look, I'm not a wicked woman. I'm not a woman that's evil. But please, because I've spoken out of my grief, and, you know, my vexation. But then this same person, Hannah, overlooked the offense which he brought to her. She overlooked it. And she overlooked all of his imperfections so that she could be blessed by this very man. And so today it's not a problem. Because, see, even if we all have imperfections, but when God comes on the scene, he's ready to deliver, he's ready to rescue, it doesn't matter anymore. If you are a vessel for the Lord, if you are being used by God, it doesn't matter. You are the one chosen to bless that person. You are chosen. It doesn't matter. Okay, well, I didn't do this. Well, I didn't do this. Maybe I didn't say this. You are chosen. Eli wasn't perfect, but he was certainly used by God. And I know Hannah, in her quest to be delivered from her disgrace, she did not look upon Eli's faults. Eli didn't even look upon what he thought were her faults. She says, I'm not drunk, though. Maybe we move a little. I'm not drunk. And so everyone came together ready to bless, she promised, God promised, Eli blessed, and the promise was fulfilled. And so all of that was set aside. All was forgiven, and the mission was accomplished. In verse 17, it says, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition. Thou hast asked of him. Now, you know, I had problems, but guess what? God used him to bless Hannah. He used him to bless Hannah. Not only once, but twice. Let me prove it to you here. I said I was going to deal with, the subject today is my heart rejoices in the Lord. I rejoice today because I know God is good. I know the Lord. I've seen the Lord this very day, and I know God is good. Let me prove this real quick, that it doesn't matter where you've been, who you talk to, what you said. If God wants to use you, you are the chosen vessel because he knows what he's doing. And you have to build our faith with that. We are not going to brag about who we are. What are we going to do? We're going to stay with God. He's going to have the only claim. It's a blessing. Why? We're not all perfect. I'll show you right here. I'm going to prove to you that in 1 Samuel 2:29 that Eli was not perfect. God used him. In other words, he didn't have, you know, his sons were acting up. compromising the offerings in the temple. It was the work. It was abomination before the Lord. Considered one of the worst sins that anyone, that any priest could commit. And yet he blessed him. I said that. Okay. 1 Samuel 2:29. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest, this is the Lord talking to Eli, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thy arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. And then thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation in all the wealth which God shall give to Israel. In other words, he did not, train his sons from partaking of these offerings, and God looked upon it as a sin. But let me tell you, Eli blessed Hannah. In the second chapter of 1 Samuel, he blessed her again. Let's see, 1 Samuel 2:20, it says, and Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife. There we go. That was Hannah. And said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan, which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. Verse 21, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters, and a child, Samuel, grew for the Lord. And so you see here that, okay, Eli had his issues, but Hannah received them. But she was ready. She was ready for her rescue. She was ready for her deliverance from her disgrace. She was ready. When you are ready, you say, God, do what you will. I have no problems with it. Do what you will, God. Do what you will. Send who you will. And so Eli was put in place to bless Hannah, and then God honored his word, caused her to have these children. Over and above what she asked for. She asked for one male child. But because of her faithfulness to the Lord, and she promised to the Lord, she promised. And guess what? Based on her promise, she honored it, and then God blessed her even more. And that is the way God works. And he blessed her for making that vow. Because it not only blessed her, it blessed a lot of people. Sometimes people think, you know, when you're praying for a certain situation or that you're in trouble, they think, oh, you're just selfish, want yourself out of trouble. Well, nothing wrong with that. Everybody wants to be out of trouble. But sometimes God will take that situation and bless a whole lot of other people. He will bless a whole lot of people. You think you just coming to rescue one, you're delivering a whole lot of people. You're delivering a whole nation here, as it were, with Hannah and Samuel. Well, going back to let me just read through a few verses here. Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord, and my horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice by salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, verse 2, but there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Verse 3, talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bowels, see, I think she's talking to Danina there. The bowels of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. You see, you can stumble. You can stumble. I can stumble. Anyone can stumble. But I can come back and gird us, I'm going to say us, with strength. That's what happened here. You stumble. filled you back up with strength. In verse 5, they that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry, feast. So that the barren had borne 7, the disgraced woman now caught up with the woman that was favored, bore 7, and she that had many children is wax evil. Right? The one that had thought they had it all, Penina, she has become feeble. And Hannah is built up with strength. That's why I call Cinderella, what I call it. And verse 6, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. 7, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Verse 8, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill. Set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord. And he has set the world upon them. Verse 9, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. Verse 10, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces out of heaven. Listen to this. Out of heaven shall he thunder from them. You know, I have seen 2 supernatural works of the Lord. And 2 Sundays, last Sunday, Mother's Day Sunday, I walked out around 7:30 a.m., looked in the sky. I saw a clear, big white moon to my left and sunshine to my right. I ran in. I grabbed my camera to take a picture of the image. I said, this is not normal. I said, it's 7:30. It's exactly 7:32 when I took the picture. Round moon, right in my face, and then the sun to my right. That was a supernatural event in the heavens from the sky. Today I look out and I see streaks looking like clouds. I know what made them, planes made them. And I knew those things are a sign of my deliverance. I know those are signs in the sky of my deliverance. God able that he will give signs and wonders. And those are signs that God is listening. God is our rescuer. He sends deliverance. Those are supernatural signs of God's presence in my life. And Hannah saw it here in verse 10. He said, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Out of heaven, God makes himself known. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed, I'm sorry, and shall exalt the horn of his anointed. Well, I gave praise to God. She gave praise before. She vowed before she promised. That's her promise. Then she praised God. Just because he was God. She just praised him. She had already received the blessing. She continued to rejoice with her heart. It's not always clear sometimes what people are thinking, but the heart is revealed by God. He's the one looking at the heart. I can even say, in some instances, when I have heard a word from the Lord, he clearly tells me, you're looking, you know, people, when they prophesy, you think, oh, they know my whole business. But when people prophesy, including myself, and it's like God only shows you a little piece. He just shows you their hearts, maybe. The Lord has given me like just one word. In the last 3 or 4 days, the Lord has given me one word. Okay, then he made that word known to me, manifested it, and he gave me the other word to go with it. And I did not see the connection. God, it's so funny how he did it. He'll give you one word. It'll show someone's heart. It'll show your own heart. It'll show I didn't see the cigarette smoke. You sold your heart, though. You sold your heart to maybe try to stop. You sold your heart to get to know God better. That's how it is in prophecy. You see that one little word. You hear that one little word. And that's how you see. And you know, when I first began to hear prophecy and whatever, I thought, oh, wow, they saw everything I did yesterday. I didn't make my bed. You know, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. But God is looking at the heart. And so here, Hannah's heart rejoiced before the Lord. Her heart. She may have been just sitting there looking straight ahead. But her heart was rejoicing before the Lord. She had put that in her heart. And that's what her heart was saying. It doesn't matter what she was talking or praising or singing to the Lord. Her heart was rejoicing. And when your heart is rejoicing, God knows about it. He knows about it. My last little story for the day before I go off the broadcast, but I find it so funny. Sometimes my little dog, he likes to run around in a circle and run around in a circle and run around as fast as he can and just go around. And today, as I saw him do that, I said, you know what? That's his way of praising the Lord. That's his way of praising the Lord. And, you know, so we all have our way. It may not be very evident, but it is clear. God looks on the heart. Know that as we look at the scripture with David, he looked at his heart. Okay, did he cheat with Bathsheba and all that? He looked at his heart. He said, oh, no, he has a good heart. And that's the way it should be. We should be with one another. God will show us one another's heart. And when we see your heart, and when he sees your heart, we see his heart. That's all that matters, because God has a message right there in the heart. Well, let me finish with my text today. First one, dedication to the Lord is a direct result of blessing. Rejoicing allows others to see the power of God on one's life. Rejoicing before the Lord from the heart ensures a continual victory before your enemy. Rejoicing and praise heals the hand of our enemies. Rejoicing is a sign of faith. Well, amen. That's where I'm going to leave the broadcast today. Let me just say thank you for listening to the broadcast. You may go to blogtalkradio.com/FriendlyK Standards to listen to an archived broadcast of this episode. You may email me if you have questions. Your questions, comments, and prayer requests even, to seeingclearlyinthedark@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to this broadcast, and see you next week. Tomorrow, I'm setting the record straight. Have a good evening.